This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 past the hour, time for another adventure in health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Ken goes through all of the medical journals every week to try to synthesize his, as a researcher, he knows how to read the language. And so he can take the information and sort of translate it to us so that we'll understand how the information applies to us. Because there's something usually every week for everybody, at least there was until COVID, and that kind of took over for a couple of years, and now COVID is languishing still there. So I guess we'll start. I see one COVID story in the mix here, and that comes from a question asked by someone. Can you get COVID? Does COVID happen after you've had diabetes, for example, or maybe a turn it the other way around? Are you, if you get COVID, long haul or whatever, are you more at risk for things like diabetes and cardiovascular diseases? That's the question, Ken.
Well, the answer was published this week, Doug, in PLOS Medicine. And the answer is yes. And what these authors report after a large study of many thousands of patients with COVID is that in the aftermath of COVID-19 infection, we may have to worry more about lingering symptoms than just exhaustion and cough, which we all know about. Those are part of the long haulers, common symptoms, exhaustion and cough, which just persist beyond 1 month. But those who contract COVID-19, Doug, they face a higher risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. And this is mainly through blood clots in the lungs. We call these pulmonary emboli. Through electrical instabilities at the top of the heart. We call these atrial arrhythmias, like atrial fibrillation. And also by clots in the veins of the lungs, so-called venous thromboses. These occur in the first 4 weeks after infection. And also, the risk of diabetes, it remains elevated for at least 12 weeks. So all these horrible, crummy things can occur long after you get your COVID-19 infection.
So what do you make this week of the conversation and the reality from the Center for Disease Confusion about yet another new virus, whether it's connected to COVID or not? I'm sure you've seen all of this stuff, and the news media is whipping everybody. It's kind of like monkeypox. What's the big deal? Nobody's going to die from it, and very few people have it. So is that the case with the latest COVID branch?
Which exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about the newest subvariant that's been identified? 2.0 was it?
Whatever the number is this week. Yeah.
Well, it's just reporting that in another country around the world, there's a new variant, and it probably will be here, and hopefully the vaccines will evolve and include these new variants. That was the promise when the first generation vaccine came out, that we'd be able to, Pfizer and Moderna said they'd be able to evolve these vaccines quickly. But now they're telling us we won't see a new vaccine till the end of October. And hopefully the newer vaccines will cover some of these variants. But, you know, we keep seeing new variants. I think that this is going to be something that's going to be around, just like in the Spanish flu of 1900s, we now have each year a new flu virus that we see. So this COVID-19, we're going to have to learn to live with it. We're going to see new variants, and we're going to have to evolve the vaccine and hopefully one day come up with a master vaccine. But until we do, evolve it like we do for the flu virus. I think COVID-19 will evolve into similar to the flu.
So I'm curious as to how the heat They were talking about all across the country, temperatures in Texas and Oklahoma, for example, this week, 115 degrees, temperatures in Europe way beyond where they were. And, of course, most people are linking it to climate change and burning of fossil fuels and all that sort of thing. My question isn't about
not everybody.
That.
Not everybody is.
Well, that's true. Yeah, not everybody. You and I might find an exception to that. At any rate, the heat and what it does to us, is there more or less of a chance of having a COVID problem, or is heat a factor at all?
Well,
remember we talked about in the summertime, oftentimes these flus go away.
Again, it's only been around 2.5 years, so I don't think we have enough data points on the graph to conclude anything. But, you know, if you study the history of weather, weather fluctuates. You know, when it was too cold, it was global freezing. When it was too warm, it's global warming. You know, and now it's just climate change. You know, if you study the history of climate, it varies. There are times it's very cold. There are times it's very hot. Let's keep the air clean. But the fact that any of us control our climate, you know, I just don't see it.
It's a hard concept to swallow, but it's a religion is become
right.
Like
no,
a lot of
no,
other
there's
stuff.
No doubt we need to keep the air clean, but to make the giant leap to that we actually as humans control climate, you know, there's just as many scientists who believe it who don't, because if you really study the history of climate, you'll see that there's just this natural variation. There are times when it's very hot. There are times when it's very cold.
That's it. And then the people talk about global warming and look at how cold it is. Well, that's not the impact of global warming. It does. It changes. It makes the climate change. It isn't going to be warmer or colder. But, yeah, those are good points.
But let's keep the air clean.
I'm all for that. You want to take a deep breath? We'll clean out the air in the studio. All right, Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll talk about drinking problems as we continue here examining what's going on in the world of health. Dr. Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Florida. By the way, if you want to talk to Ken, call his staff at 352-735-1400 so they can connect you to him, whether it be in a person account at his office or maybe online. Telemedicine is very much still in vogue, but you got to contact the office first. Easy to do. 352, it's the old-fashioned way. Call him on the phone. Hello, duh. Let's have a conversation. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. Now, there is a website associated with one of the sponsors. The word from Calitrin this week is that they've upped the game in the dog days of summer. Those of you who have chosen Calitrin or about to choose Calitrin, you've gone through the website, toploss.com. You understand what it is that they're doing to support your healthy weight loss work. And so how about, let's try this for 3 months. You get 90 days free when you order 90 days. That's the deal in the dog days of summer sale. Find out why people are so satisfied with this product, why it feels so good to use it, and look at the results. Wow. Calitrin, the natural healthy choice to help you lose weight and, more importantly, keeping it off. No stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. The all-natural combo of collagen protein and digestive enzymes and aloe vera. What a find. You'll find it at toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get that 90-day deal. Check it all out. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Be comfortable and healthy at toploss.com. Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So as I made reference to some of the news this week from the journals about drinking and what happens, for example, this is sort of a behavioral thing. Youngsters who don't have companionship, what happens to them as they grow up according to this?
You know, those of you who like alcohol or marijuana, you're not going to like the publications this week at all, because they're not at all favorable for any of those habits. But what we learned this week in the medical journal Addictive Behaviors Reports, Doug, is that having friends in childhood actually may help keep you clean and sober as a young adult. There appears to be a link between feelings of loneliness in pre-adolescent years and adult drinking and adult stress levels.
Wow. Are you surprised?
How strong the link is, I am a little bit. So the key is having a lot of friends early in life seems to keep you sober later in life.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's tie that to having a couple of beers a week and what that does to your brain.
Yeah, this is a little bit scary because this is low-level, mild to moderate drinking, because we know about the bad effects of drinking excessively or binge drinking, either one. But this is in very moderate levels that people have thought is pretty reasonable. This comes out of PLOS medicine, that drinking just 2 to 3 beers per week or 2 large glasses of wine per week, Doug, is associated with higher iron levels in the brain, very bad, and iron accumulation. This is linked with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. And this is the first study to show higher iron levels in the brain with such low levels of alcohol consumption. It's beginning to look like any alcohol consumption may not be healthy to your brain. And I know for decades we've been talking about 1 or 2 for guys, 1 for women per day of serving of alcohol would be okay. You know, we don't encourage people to drink as physicians. We say that's what you're doing. We usually say that's moderate alcohol consumption, and it may be actually healthy for you. But with some of the data studies that are coming out recently that we've been reporting, especially this one in PLOS Medicine this week, it's beginning to look like it's not safe to drink anything.
Water? Apple juice?
Anything with alcohol in it.
Ah, okay, all right. So that's Ken's focus on drinking problems. He's got a problem if you use marijuana. So we got a couple of different reports from that department, and we'll get to those and link them to a few other things, because drugs and drinking and marijuana, while we do all of these things, it's amazing. What do they call them? The sin products, I think. Dr. Ken continues another half hour coming up of Good Day Health.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Change after the hour here, the continuing focus on your health and well-being from the point of view of Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. He's a preventative cardiologist. He's at the top of his game. A lot of people around the country, the AMA and the American Heart Association have him speaking. He's pretty good at giving advice, if I do say so myself. He can say it, but I'll say it for him. And the advice is good. So that's why the connection to him at 352-735-1400, not only for cardio problems, but for general health and well-being questions, I think he's an excellent source. That's why he's here on Good Day Health. Okay, here we have a couple, three items that are connected to marijuana and drug use. I saw this study as well, thought it was interesting. That there are more, I don't know, I find it interesting, but I'm not surprised, that there are more car crashes in states where marijuana is legalized for recreational use. That shouldn't surprise anybody, Ken.
Right. And again, these results regarding alcohol and marijuana, they're not my personal feelings. They're just what's being reported in the medical journals this week.
Well, to be fair, you're not a fan of using marijuana. Right.
Well, only based on the medical studies. It's Doug, there's so much effort to make cigarette smoking illegal. So why should there be efforts to make marijuana recreationally legal? Explain that logic to me.
Well, because those who will support it will tell you that it's not that tobacco products are completely bad. But using marijuana is not completely bad because there have been studies that have proven that marijuana does this or does that. It helps you relax. It helps you sleep better. It helps people who are in pain, suffering from cancer, that kind of stuff.
I'm talking about just the recreational use. So you'll harm your health, but you'll get high doing it also. That's why
I'm not a user. You know that. I am someone who has contemplated growing it on my farm, but those were for reasons that had nothing to do with my belief, even though I do think it's helpful, and it seems helpful to some who have medical problems. I don't like the smell of the stuff. I've never used it. There's nothing about it I like except the ability to pay off the mortgage on the farm. That's about
it. Again, again, I'm talking about the recreational use.
Yeah, no, I get
based
it.
On,
yeah.
Based on the
medical. So it's not any different than drinking, though, Ken. Look at how people who drink too much, they have car crashes, too. And that's legal.
Let's talk about what we now know about driving and the effects of legalizing marijuana. This comes out of the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs this week. We learned that car crashes and deaths are on the rise in American states that have legalized recreational marijuana. Doug, marijuana, like alcohol, it changes how you feel and how you behave, and that changes how you drive. So as you're saying, Doug, you're not surprised. We all need to realize that driving after using marijuana is just a bad idea.
You know, when you're driving down some of those roads in Florida or up here where I am in New England, these narrow country roads, and you're at night, you know, I wonder every once in a while. I don't want to put that thought out there because I think thoughts are things. But, you know, you think these roads narrow, there's a yellow line in the middle. But what happens if somebody's been to the local pub and they don't really see the line? What are you exposed yourself, exposing yourself to? What's your vulnerability? I think that's, and that is for marijuana use.
Well,
drugs in general. All right, let's hold on. We'll continue this conversation because I think it's a good one. As we pursue your health and well-being on Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Campus June Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. Officials from Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations plan to sign a deal to resume exports of Ukrainian grain via the Black Sea on Friday. As the made-for-TV January 6 committee continues their mostly partisan investigation, without any credible cross-examination taking place, former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night points out how partisan this spectacle is.
I think it's a misuse of the process, and it sort of highlights the fact that
It is a committee that's weighted in one direction.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
James Webb Telescope astronomers have spotted what may be the two most distant galaxies ever seen hiding in early releases of NASA's newest space telescope. Astronomers are checking out the galaxy cluster called Abel 2744, which is so massive that its gravity is able to distort space around it and act as a gravitational magnifying glass, exposing images of far more distant galaxies behind it. As the mostly partisan January 6 made-for-TV show continued last night, speculation without any credible cross-examination continues to be politically motivated. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night says January 6 is focusing on the wrong case to be made.
Well, my main problem is the idea that this is, the purpose of it is to develop a criminal case in Congress. I think if people want to view this as a potential crime and criminal activity, the place to investigate that is the Department of Justice through grand juries. Obviously, that's a secret process. We don't know how much is going on, but I don't think the Congress is the proper vehicle to develop a criminal case. I think they should focus more on the storyline. The constant talking heads talking about, from Congress, talking about whether this is a crime or that this is evidence of a crime, I think is a misuse of the process.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here, second half hour of our weekly get-together. We have two Good Day Health Hours, one with Ken, one with Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can catch them all by going to gooddayhealthshow.com. Catch the podcast, catch the social media connections, ask questions. We have a lot of questions that we ask Dr. Ken every week, and we'll have more of a focus on those as this half hour continues. Meanwhile, back at the discussion of drugs and alcohol, we have car crashes that are a problem. There are also other things when you get right down to it that, the use of marijuana. I was thinking about Brittany Griner when I saw this because she's in jail in Russia because she had marijuana in her bag. She says she uses it because as an athlete, she's got lots of aches and pains and soreness, and this helps alleviate the problem. Russians didn't care. Should the rest of us? What do we, what is the, supposedly, I'm seeing this doesn't look like using marijuana is good if you're a woman and you're an athlete.
Exactly. And let me just comment on, before we move to the next topic, you were talking about crashes and marijuana and alcohol and worried about people crossing the middle line.
Right.
What if you study this as a scientist, crashes, and you look at what point in time during the week there are the most car crashes of any time the whole week, When do you think the hour of the day, on which day, has the most crashes?
I would say Saturday morning at 1 a.m.
Well, it's Saturday morning after 2 a.m. where most bars will close at 2 a.m. And then between the 2 and the 3 a.m. hour is when the highest frequency of crashes occur at any point during the week. So it is what it is. And again, I'm not trying to take away anybody's fun and pleasure. I'm just reporting facts and letting you decide. So let's go on to talk about another study this week. Again, people are going to just love the scientific literature regarding alcohol and marijuana this week, because there's another study this week, which Doug was leading into, about what happens with regular marijuana use and female athletes. It actually hampers them. This comes out of the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research this week. We learned that medical and recreational marijuana use both has surged across America as more states legalize the drug. But for young female athletes, they may want to think twice before they take a toke, Doug, because there appears to be a link between regular cannabis use in fit young women to decrease their anaerobic power. This is a component of physical activity involving short, intense bursts of exercise. The study also found that people who consume cannabis products containing THC, that's the chemical behind pot's psychological effects, had a moderate increased risk of heart disease compared to non-users. The consumption method did not matter at all. So that's why, again, as a preventive cardiologist, it makes me wonder why we're trying to get rid of tobacco products and we're trying to legalize marijuana products, especially with this report this week in Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. It's a bad effects. No matter how you get the THC on the heart, it's hard for me to understand the logic.
I understand. So, but that's the whole history of our country and thinking here. It's lobbyists, it's money, it's how much is being spent to legalize or make things. You know, they spend a lot of money contributing to campaigns, and that's kind of what rules the day, unfortunately. All right, let's take one more step into this world, Ken, because there is an obvious overdose death increase. And I guess the question here on the part of most people would be, what is, if it's not marijuana, and that's not what we're talking about here, we're talking about something far worse, are we not?
We are, and we need to talk about this. The CDC, which puts out a weekly publication, all medical students, especially and doctors, often read this. It's called the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. It's kind of a scoreboard of the health of the country. And in this week's, they talk about how drug overdose deaths are on the rise. The culprit is fentanyl. Illicit fentanyl, it's a synthetic opioid that is 50 times more potent than heroin and 100 times more powerful than morphine. It appears to be the primary driver of the sharp increase in drug overdose deaths. And the real concern with fentanyl is that just a single pill can kill you.
Right. And they're using that stuff, they're lacing all kinds of other drugs with it. I don't understand the logic, frankly, and this sounds a little facetious, but why would you, if you're a drug dealer, put this stuff into the drugs knowing it'll kill your customers? Doesn't make any sense to me. Does it to you?
It doesn't, unless there's an effort to kill the customers. And
well, you know. Well, I guess anything's possible. Or who knows how people think about this stuff, but I find it, the world is crazy. People are nuts, and so on it
goes. Exactly. You know, we're not making a greater effort to keep this out of the country. You know, who is trying to get this into our country? This is a really serious issue, and I don't think that the alarms have sounded loud enough to take this seriously enough.
Well, not only here, but all around the world.
To protect all of us.
Yeah. I mean, drugs are just a part. You wonder, if you believe in a supreme being, why it is then people say, well, we have free choice, we make decisions, and I guess that's true. But why would you even want to try some of this stuff, Lee? Man, it is really, it's ugly.
Right. Why are we allowing this to come into our country, period?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, some of it's made here. But the Chinese are the culprits, as usual. That's where it comes from. Bottom line, they certainly are not our friends. In a moment, we talk about surgery risks for you. If the anesthesiologist has been on duty for a long time, and apparently there aren't enough anesthesiologists to go around, so what's that do for you if you're having surgery and you need one of these doctors? We'll find out in a matter of moments as we continue here talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about your health and well-being. I'm Doug Steffen with an opportunity for you to listen to a story about an easy way, in essence, to buy life insurance. Many of you are concerned because you're not able to protect your family. You don't have peace of mind. Let's say you're visiting Ken, you're a cardiology patient, you got high blood pressure, maybe you got diabetes, maybe there are other cardiovascular problems, maybe you got other problems beside this. That is not a problem for the folks at Term Provider. They'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do it yourself. Get the best rate no matter what it is that ails you. Call Term Provider while you're thinking about it right now. 800-230-2777. Pretty easy number to remember, right? 800's easy. 230 is easy. And 2777 is easy as well. Find out how Term Provider has helped so many tens of thousands of people in our country, many of them just like you, same predicament. No matter if you have diabetes, whatever it is, lose that weight, but also protect yourself while you're doing it. Call 800-230-2777. Get this scales tipped kind of in your favor here. They're not going to do any health report on you. They're not going to do a physical. You just got to take your name and address, and they want, obviously, give him a check so he gets started with his life insurance coverage. It's less expensive than anywhere else. Term Provider, that's the way to go. Get him at 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be?
Right.
In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Past past the hour now. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Central Florida where you can go visit. Any hotter there now than it is anyplace else. Oftentimes we used to think of Florida as what a horrible place to go in the summertime, but it's all hot and humid everywhere. So help yourself. Go visit him or connect with him at his office, 352-735-1400 for a teleconnection. Zoom medicine. It's the state, the new state of the art, if you will. So I have some questions here for Dr. Ken. Fruit. And what it does to help fight depression. How is it? I know I like fruit. I eat a lot of fruit. Some folks, Jack Stockwell, says that some fruit has too much sugar in it, and it has the same negative effects as any other sugar. There are different kinds of sugars. So would it be that the sugar helps you fight depression? It looks like that's sort of the background of the question on snacks here, Ken.
Well, before we get to the publication this week in the British Journal of Nutrition, which actually answers your question, let me just comment that, in my humble opinion, the natural sugar that you have in fruit, not the sugar that might be added to the fruit juice, but if you pick up an orange, you should in no way be in any way concerned about the sugar there. It's just the calories. Put it into the caloric count of the day. But other than the calorie content, that sugar in natural fruit, in my humble opinion, is healthy. It's not like the refined white sugar that you really have to see as a treat. But let's get on to the question that you asked about eating fruit for helping to fight depression, because this is wonderful bit of news from British Journal of Nutrition, especially those of us who like to have frequent servings during the week of fruit. Because what we learn is that people who frequently eat fruit are less likely to report symptoms of depression, Doug. How often people eat fruit seems to be more important than how much they ate. However, people who eat these energy-dense and nutrient-poor processed savory snacks, which should only be treats like potato chips and pretzels, they have worse mental health than the people who snack on fruit.
All right, there it is. Folks, that's a clear answer to that question. Now, next, Joe Biden said this week that he had cancer. And, of course, as soon as he said that, news media goes to the wall. What? Joe can't. He's dying. What's he getting? No. And then it turns out he's talking about a cancer that he had when he was young. He lived in Delaware near where there was a nuclear power plant, I think. And so my question here for you isn't necessarily about Biden, but is it possible to have either little cancers or significant cancers when you're younger, and because you're growing, the healthy body that you're creating will help to ward off a cancer more so than if you're older and your body's not in as good a shape?
Well, cancer is cancer. It's not something to celebrate at any age. I think the president was referring to the oil industry when he referred to his own cancer, and we'll have to wait on further clarification on that. But, I think cancer at any age, children often have the ability to fight illness and recover better than old people. But, it's just something you don't want at any age, for anyone.
Yeah, that's a question. Yeah, amen to that. Okay, a question about high blood pressure and hypertension. Are they one in the same?
You say potato, I say potato.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Yes, it's the Good Day Health program on the air with Dr. Jack Stockwell, eminent Nuka chiropractor, eminent GAPS practitioner, eminent husband of Mary. All of those good things go together. From his clinic in Salt Lake City, he brings his information and part of the info, or maybe all of it. I can say handily that you're here in part because of the support of Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free and drug-free. You don't have to have any more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy way to help you lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off, because that's the hardest thing to do, Jack, isn't it? Once you lose the weight, it's so hard to keep it off, because people go back to eating ice cream before they go to bed. Yours truly is.
Well, that's it. Their lifestyle doesn't change. You know, they go through extreme conditions, almost Spartan conditions, to lose the weight. And then when they've lost the weight, they start slipping back into the thing that caused the weight.
Right, so you'll go to toploss.com to find out how you get on this Calitrin program. Been around for 25 years. Certainly a wonderful combination of all natural things like collagen protein, digestive enzymes. Jack talks about that all the time with his own enzyme product, Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are part of it. So those are a good combination, actually. The Calitrin and the Long Life Energy Enzymes, that'd be a good way for you to keep the weight off. Check it all out at toploss.com. Right now, special deal for the summertime, the early summer. Buy as much as you want at the regular price and get an equal number without having to pay for it. So it lasts for a long time and you support yourself. And those enzymes, as I said, are good too. You get those at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay, so here's the story of a Georgia woman who was paralyzed after four arteries came apart during a visit to a chiropractor. It happened on ABC News, 25, 30 years ago, and the chiropractic profession went into some kind of protective mode, because everybody thinks that all chiropractors are the same. And in fact, with the number of people that go to chiropractors and get adjustments to their neck, this lady has got a GoFundMe page because she's paralyzed. So what's your read on this? She had cardiac arrest and a stroke and that kind of stuff. And so she was revived. She needed surgery. So what would contribute to, from a Nuka chiropractor's point of view, which is basically not neck manipulation like the traditional chiropractor, but so what do you make of this? I guess I'm asking for some help because I don't want the chiropractic profession to get a black eye because of something that was done wrong by one person.
You mean the way the medical profession gets a black eye for the medical malpractice problems day by day by day? The number of people who die from drug overdoses that they shouldn't be getting, not recreational drugs, but the number of people who are misdiagnosed. This is a battle for turf. Now, to answer your question, though, let me tell you this. This has happened maybe 2, 3, 4 times since I became a chiropractor.
Yeah, over a decade.
Almost every case, they found out that these arteries were almost through dissection themselves at the time this took
place. What does that mean?
A dissecting artery is where the arterial wall is breaking down for a number of whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that this happened at the same time someone was given a cervical adjustment. And I don't know what kind of adjustment it was, but the majority of chiropractors do pretty much the same thing, which, of course, is not what I do.
No, not at all.
And I'm not trying to distance myself from these guys in the sense of any liability. But when these things have been more fully investigated, they'll find out that the arteries in the entire body are having problems, not just the ones in the neck that already had started to break down and were heading towards an aneurysmal kind of experience anyway. I'm saying that this is more of a coincidence than anything else, because hardly is there ever enough energy applied to the neck, the way most chiropractors work, mm-hmm. to cause something like that to happen.
All right.
When you think of all the rear-end collisions, when you think of all the circus and the amusement park rides and all this kind of stuff, is far more deleterious.
Get their necks snapped around an automobile accident,
yes,
kind of
exactly.
Stuff. All right, quick comment on Brittany Griner's use of cannabis. Medical cannabis does what? Why would people be prescribed medical?
Well, there's a lot of good reasons for medically prescribed cannabis. It's anti-inflammatory. It's very calming for the entire nervous system. It stimulates the release of certain kinds of prostaglandins that contribute to healing. And the problem is, this is an effort by the pharmaceutical industry to stop something that's extremely cheap from getting into the marketplace that will do what drugs do without side effects.
Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day. It's Good Day Health, and at your service at 59 after the hour.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.